Blog Talk Radio.
Had to start again real quickly.
Right.
Wow, that's beautiful. If for anybody that hasn't seen this gentleman's work, what we're talking about is kind of a groundbreaking, I think, approach to representing people of color in tarot. If you've been reading tarot for any amount of time, you know that we are underrepresented, so to speak, in a lot of the tarot decks. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone, but this is an opportunity to have somebody, a gifted artist, to bring something a little more in depth and representing a different culture, our culture, our various aspects thereof. Anybody that wants to call in, just so you know, over the next four shows, the call-in number is 347-989-0748, and Monroe also has offered to do some readings on any one of the four shows. If you want to call in and get a reading, please do. Monroe, let's go ahead and spend some time talking about the Voodoo deck. Let's start with the Major Arcana. Give people just a brief synopsis of what the Major Arcana means in tarot, and then we'll maybe get a little bit deeper.
Okay, so tarot is kind of the precursor to the modern playing card deck. So with tarot, you have 78 cards. Some have 79, 80, but the general rule is 78. So you have four suits. You have the ace through the king, and the court cards are the page, which would be in a playing card, jack. Then you have the knight, and you also have the queen and the king. So there's four court cards and ace through 10. So that's you have those, and then you have 22. Those are 56 cards, and then you have 22 major arcana. And the major arcana are basically more like a story. They're all based on archetypes. So if you ever read about Carl Jung and his archetypes, or just how human beings through each culture have some of the similar type of stories and hero's journey and that type of archetype. So you start from the Fool, which is the Joker card, for a beginning, and you go through the Magician, the High Priestess, the Emperor, the Empress, the Hierophant, which is like a Pope, the Lovers, the Chariot, the Strength card. You have a Hermit, a Wheel of Fortune, Justice, the Hangman, which is kind of a card where you're kind of stuck or suspended in kind of a thoughtful place or a crossroads. You have the Death card, which is all about transformation, change, endings, and beginnings. Temperance, which is about balance. The Devil card, which has this, obvious Christian connotation, so it's more about materialism. You have the Tower, which is about reminiscence of the Tower of Babel, so just disaster, sudden change. You have a Star, which is about hope. The Moon, which is about intuition, what lies beneath. The Sun, judgment, which is about rebirth, and then you have the World, which is a completion of the cycle. And in my deck, I have a wild card as well. So the wild card is always, it's kind of like the Joker on, I think of the Joker on steroids. So it's not the Fool, but it's like something that's completely unpredictable. So I use it like if there's just something completely out of left field that's going on. I mean, you could use it to think about if like someone has a jinx on you, or there's something that's completely unpredictable going on in your life. That's when the wild card will come up. And then I have, in both decks, I have spirits who kind of represent that, where they're really hot, aggressive, and wild, and most people don't call on them for either entertainment or general ritual. It is when they show up, you have to deal with them appropriately.
Okay. Now, can we go card by card of what image you used on each card, and give us an
Sure.
explanation of how that relates to the traditional deck?
Okay. Do you just want me going? I'll just randomly pick cards.
Yeah.
Major Arcana, the Moon. The Moon, like I said, is about what lies beneath. It's about illusion. So for the Voodoo Tarot, I have La Baleine, which is a Loa that's Congo. It's similar to La Sirène, which is another Loa that's a mermaid, but La Baleine means the whale. And so that Loa is kind of a mermaid that's like a killer whale type of motif. And so she's white and black. And she's below the surface. So that's the type of Boa I picked for that card. And also the moon is a very feminine card as well. Next, Judgment. So Judgment was one of my favorite cards because I had to be really creative because I used a spirit from 21 Divisions. In 21 Divisions, most spirits are known by their saint name. So Belial Belkan is known by San Miguel or St. Michael, so the Archangel Michael. So I used a little bit of that imagery, but he's a more Afro-Caribbean spirit, so I want to show that. So I had to make him more ethnic, and there's not a lot of black angels anywhere on the internet or in museums. Especially male angels, there's hardly any. So that was kind of interesting and hard at the same time because I got to do something that's completely new. So he has that Michael Archangel vibe. He has the colors, the green, red, and blue, and the feathers, kind of reminiscent of more Macaw-type feathers, too. But he has the flaming sword and the armor like St. Michael. And that card's about final judgment, rebirth. It's kind of in the tarot card, they have some people coming up from the grave, like it's a rapture type thing. But he's a really strong spirit, really good for defense, but he's also known for doing kind of amazing healing of people. So that's why I put him there.
Oh, okay, okay. I think we have a caller. Do you want to, maybe we can check and see if they are ready for a reading? Can you, let's see who we have here.
Yeah. Uh-oh, I want you on.
Caller from 205-616, you're on the line with iMagination Radio.
Hello, I was just...
I didn't mean to hit one, but I'll go ahead and get a reading.
Okay. All right, well, you're on the line with Mr. Monroe Singh. Monroe, did you want to take over?
Sure.
Can
I
you
just,
tell...
I just need your first name.
Demetrius.
What is it?
Demetrius.
Okay.
And Demetrius, where are you calling from?
Birmingham.
Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And how did you hear about the show?
I saw something on Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Do I know you?
I don't think so.
Okay. So your first card, Two of Wands, and then it's crossed by the Eight of Wands. So there's two very, you have the Marasa combo, and then you have Simbi Makaya. And that the first two cards about what's going on in your situation and what's kind of intensifying or blocking that. And you have two wands, which are protect your suit in this deck, as well as kind of just general wands about either conflict or blockages and also about passion. So it's a lot of things that could be. But with you, I feel more like it's like a blockage because there's like an indecision going on
mm-hmm.
with choices. You're kind of like a kind of quintessential crossroads, and it's been intensified because something else is pushing that decision outside you. And even when I look at your external influences, you have the Two of Skulls, which is the Two of Pentacles. So you have two twos, and it's about juggling finances. I'm thinking it's more of a financial pressure coming up. And then you have internally, the Queen of Skulls, which is all about, again, with the money. So, past, I have a Page of Skulls. So is there like some female in the picture that's pushing some type of, I feel like there's going to be a move.
Okay.
Like a move or I don't want to say job. I got more physical, more of a physical type of choice in terms of where you want to be. I mean, it could be like where you want to be in your career, but I feel like it's more of a more in your face type of situation.
Okay.
And then I have, there's two cups, so that's good. There's both nine of cups and ten of cups. In the future, there's also the lover's card, and then on the other side, you have the four of swords and the three of skulls. So again, three of skulls is directly talking about physical work or learning, apprentice type thing, or going back to school or learning some type of skill. The four of swords is about kind of putting up your boundaries in terms of four corners of your place, like usually like a house, or just putting up boundaries with people. So I think I'm still on the same thing about there's like a relationship coming, or it's in terms of moving in with somebody, or there's a job situation, or the job situation is influenced by the physical location. Like you get a job in another state, and you're thinking about moving.
Okay. So I'll be getting a job offer, or
In your future, it's all Ten of Cups, which is like the Ten of Cups is like one of the happiest cards in the deck in terms of the court in the actual suits. So cups are all about feelings and celebrations and being, you know, open and creative. And Ten of Cups is about just being really happy with what's going on in your life. And then the other card next to it is Nine of Cups, which is kind of a similar type of thing. It's just you're not there at the 10 yet, but you know what you want, and you know what's going to make you happy, and you're almost there. But the one that's actually in the future is the Ten of Cups. And then you also have the Lover's card, which can be relationship love or partnership.
Okay.
So I'm still getting this job moving type thing.
Okay.
Okay, Demetrius, does that answer maybe some of the things you had on your mind or in your heart?
A little bit. I didn't have any specific question, anything specifically in mind, but that sounds a little bit like what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling. You have a great day, okay?
All right, you too.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks.
All right. Now, we have another caller. Let's see. Let's see if they want a reading. Let's see. They might not. Let's check it out. Just a second. Are they coming on the line? Caller from 207-538. Caller from 207-538. You're on the line with iImagine Nation Radio.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Do I need a question or can I have a general reading?
You can. I usually do general readings, and if it's a specific question, it usually comes up anyway.
Okay.
So just first name, that's it.
Okay, my name is D.
Okay.
And D, where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Maine.
Maine? Okay. And how did you hear about the show today?
I saw it come up on a blog search. Blog Radio.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And do you have an interest in tarot and card readings?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay. So do you do other, like, metaphysical stuff as well, Dee?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I picked that up immediately. So your first card is Ace of Wands, and it's crossed by Four of Wands. Like I said, the last caller, wands are usually about know, passion, more aggressive, fiery. First card is an ace, so it's a Legba, Petro. Second card is 4-1, it's Lorraine Congo. Talking about just a lot of, I feel like a lot of creativity. You also work in like a more, I would say, aggressive tradition in terms of how you work. It's also the vibe I'm getting. Like, as soon as I start shuffling, I start getting like the tingly feeling. And you got a lot of major arcana cards. You got another Ace of Cups in your internal area, so that's another Legba, Rada one. Externally, you have a Four of Skulls, or Pinnacles. I'm sorry I'm pausing because something is trying to talk to me. Six of Cups, externally, Hierophant. Nine of Cups, the Moon, Eight of Wands, Star. So, Eight of Wands in your past, were you trying to get away from someone?
I'm still trying to get away from him. I tried 2 years ago,
okay.
But I'm still trying to get away. Yes.
Okay, so that's what I got. Because I got, like, the Eight of Wands overlapped by the Nine of Cups. And it's and then you also have the Hierophant, the Moon, and the Star. The Star's good. You actually cut the deck, and you got the World card, which is also good. I feel like you're going in a direction where you're kind of doing more of your own thing.
Yes.
Being more independent, turning a new, not to be kind of like make an anecdote, but like turning over a new leaf. But the
yes.
funny thing, when I first shuffled, this first card came out was a Seven of Wands. And it's a Limba, it's a very kind of hot Congo Bawa that carries a lot of weapons and stuff. So,
yeah.
I felt that conflict because I was shuffling and it just fell out on the floor, so I just put it off to the side. But now that I look at the whole spread, it makes a lot of sense. Is this like a person that's younger than you that you're getting trying to get away from?
No, actually, the feet is older, but the axe younger.
Okay.
More.
Yeah, because I got like. Yeah. I mean, I got a knight. I didn't get a, like the king. I got the Hierophant was more about the priestly thing. I feel like you were in a certain tradition and didn't work out with that person, or in terms of that person, how do I put it? You're in a certain tradition and that person wasn't who you thought they were, and then once you
That's
find
right.
out who you thought they were, you tried to get away from them and they didn't like it, and so they kept pursuing you. And throwing stuff at you, and now you just want to be done with it. Am I right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So only real. I see a lot of major arcana cards, and I'm seeing a lot of positive things in the future, especially for the next year. Only thing is just because it got the Moon card. Just be careful of your dreams. Pay attention to them. In terms of any type of messages you get. If someone, a random person, gives you advice, listen to them. Whether it's on Facebook, whether you're on the store, if someone randomly goes, hey, I need to tell you something, or my spirit needs to tell you something, or God needs to tell you something, anything like that, listen to them. Because that's
I always pay attention to the signs, always.
That's the one thing that... I feel like, and if you have a bovita or an altar for your spirit guides, make sure you put a white candle at least once a week, preferably on Tuesdays for you. And because someone's trying to talk to me and it's not getting through clearly. So I feel like that spirit needs more illumination and to help with the communication, because I feel like I'm tingling all over at goosebumps, but I'm not really getting the message. So I guess kind of feel like there needs to be more. I hate when people tell me this, but it needs to be more listening, but you don't even know what they're saying. So,
yeah.
So it's just more of the light, the glass of the water. It can even just be one glass by your bed when you go to sleep, to help you kind of filter the messages, because there's been a lot of blockages and bindings and clutter just preventing the message, because, you know, that's one of the things that kind of helped you through this whole scenario, is that you naturally have like a gift with working with different spirits, and that's what sometimes people get a little jealous of. So, but that's kind of what got you through. So it's kind of, you just need to keep cleansing yourself and keep working on that connection to strengthen it to a point where you don't need anybody else to read for you. It'll just be automatic. You know what I mean? Because I've honestly been in the exact same situation you've been.
I light candles. I try to light at least one tea light, white tea light every day. And I usually light as many as I can. And I also ask for a lot of protection because I need it, you know.
But in terms of your future, I'm getting a lot of positive cards. Like you have Star, which is like, you know, card for hope, as you know, the world, like ending of that complete cycle. Not the Wheel of Fortune cycle, but like the complete, to start fresh over. So you kind of feel like you're the fool in the end. Not fool as in foolish, but it's like you've gotten rid of all the bullcrap and you're just starting fresh and you're kind of trying to figure out your own way by yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like you're almost ready to do, where it's just you're ready to completely start over, almost like coming out of winter into spring, where you just start completely over as something new.
That's what I want. That's what I'm heading for. I'm trying.
I feel like you'll get there. It's just the reason I got the Hierophant card is you just got to keep the hope and the faith that things will work out. So I know that's the hardest part when you're going through all this, but...
Yeah.
After you go through it, you'll realize the lesson in it later, after things start normalizing and getting back to the way they used to work. You'll think about it differently. Like, hey, I went through all that, and, you know, I learned a lot. So even when we go through bad things, there's lessons in it.
Sometimes the bad things last a long time.
Yeah, sometimes you're like, I'm done. God, can this stop now? I'm over it.
Yeah, right?
All right, Dee. Hopefully that helps you out, Dee. Thank you for calling in. Monroe, it looks like we're wrapping up at about 2 minutes. Is there anything last thing you want to touch on real quick? And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow, everybody, back with Monroe Singh tomorrow and next Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Just last thing. The Kickstarter is running until December 31st. You can get your pledges in there. People are going to get their decks between February and March. After it's been submitted and printed out, I'll be putting out some new stuff in the future after the Kickstarter. So, just stay tuned.
Okay. And tell them how they can contact you for private readings. Is there a phone number or website?
Private readings, monroe@voodootarot.com. So that's voodootarot.com. And my number is 305-767-6763.
All right, wonderful, wonderful. All right, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you again, Monroe. I will, of course, talk to you again tomorrow night. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to iMagi Nation Radio. We're going to go ahead and wrap up the show for tonight. Once again, welcome to The Black Hole, broadcasting live from the Top Big Night Room. Because you can dig the groove. Like you wanna make love under the stars above. Love, love. If it's something you wanna say, talk it out.
got to do your thing now.